CW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin 37, Ohio State 20 at the half. Let's check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. By the way, the 20 points, the fewest allowed in the first half against the Badgers since Illinois had just 20 at halftime. That was nearly 3 years ago, January of 2022. Ohio State just 32% from the field, 1 of 7 from three, shot one free throw. That was it. Devin Royal made it. That was it. 1 of 1. Badgers are 13 of 14 at the foul line, 11 of 25 from the field, just 2 of 11 from downtown. 3 assists for Wisconsin, just 4 for Ohio State in the first half. Ohio State guilty of 9 turnovers compared to 6 for Wisconsin. The Badgers are a plus 4 on the glass. Paint points in favor of Wisconsin, 16 to 14. Points off turnovers, 11-6 in favor of Wisconsin. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The first half stats were presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. The Badgers 37, the Buckeyes 20. This is the halftime report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Second half, Wisconsin 37, Ohio State 20. Now you just stomp on them a little bit if you can.
Well, that's exactly what I mean. That's what it becomes. And if you're listening on the Ohio State side, which you probably aren't, but you got a question, what do they have? Right? Wisconsin, you come out, put them out of this thing right away. For Ohio State, that's kind of a gut check a little bit. I mean, you've lost to Oregon in a really tough game. You should have probably lost to Minnesota. This is one if you're Wisconsin. Don't let Ohio State start feeling anything. Put them out of the misery, because if you do, get this thing up, get off to a good start. I don't know if they're coming back from it.
Let's see what happens these first few minutes of the second half. Ohio State first possession moving to our left, and we're underway. Half number two at the Kohl Center. Micah Parrish outside left, matched up with John Tanjay. A bounce for Bruce Thornton out high off the Sean Stewart screen, and then on the switch, Crowell picked him up, and then Crowell with the contact. Stevie called for the foul, his second, first of the half.
Yeah, he picks that foul up because he's doing what Ohio State's done the first half with hands, right? That's what they're looking for. Anytime you put a hand on a driver, you're going to get whistled for it.
Parrish sideline right, will inbound for Ohio State, gets it into Thornton. Bruce Thornton just 2 points in the first half. High screen Stewart. Thornton left-hand dribble, left of the lane, fades, flips, 8 feet away, good. Thornton with 4, and it's 37-22 Wisconsin, opening minutes second half. Badgers moving to our right. Winter throwing to Tanjay outside left. Parrish is on him. Tanjay loops it in the crowd, back out the winner, flips a three right of the circle, short, no good. Rebound Sean Stewart of Ohio State. Badgers not hitting the three effectively at all so far tonight. Mobley, left side, throws to Royal, flips right side to Parrish. Curls off the wing with a shot pick. Turns it back out to Mobley at the center circle. Feeds Stewart top of the circle. Hands off to Thornton with 10 to shoot. Thornton foul line jumper, good. And
you knew he was going to get going at some point because he had such a quiet first half.
He's a guy who can hit the mid-range shot. He can shoot the three. And he's hit back-to-back jumpers to start the second half. 37-24, Wisconsin. A minute 15 into the second. Blackwell outside right. Throws to Nolan Winter. Winter left of the circle. Darts a pass to Crow. Crow turns right side for Klesman. Max with 1 point in the first half. Dribbles into the lane. Pivots up right hand. Back rim no good. Sean Stewart the rebound. And here comes Ohio State. Bruce Thornton. Quickly into the lane, and he got bumped by Klesmith. The foul on Max, his first team's second. Well, Thornton averages 17 points a game. He had 20 against Oregon and 30 against Kentucky in that what has by far been the best win of this season for Ohio State. Thornton will inbound, baseline left. 37-24, Wisconsin. Inbounds pass to Royal, left wing. Royal against Nolan Winter, a bounce to Thornton out front. Thornton against Blackwell pushes, who creates a little space, right elbow jumper around and out, no good. Crow the rebound. And here comes John Blackwell for Wisconsin.
And it's going to be a foul on Royal down below.
Yep, he's jostling with Nolan Winter. That's three on Devin Royal. Remember, Aaron Bradshaw picked up three fouls in fairly short order in the first half, but Jake Dealer's going to send the Kentucky transfer back in there for Roy.
Those fouls just haven't been smart, man.
No.
Like they just, I mean, the ball wasn't even going into the post. There was no reason to wrap them.
Baseline right, Blackwell into Crowell. Flips to Tanjay, high on the right. Tanjay gives it up to Nolan Winter, leaves it for Klesman. Nope. Mobley fighting over the screen. Winter's open, tries a three, left of the circle, too long, no good. Mobley the rebound. Badgers have yet to scratch in the second half. Mobley at the top of the circle. Can't get loose. Throws it inside Stewart. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Rattles out. No good. Winter to the floor. Bradshaw to the floor. Loose ball snapped up by Tanjay. Ohio State wanted a foul call. Didn't get it. Here's Tanjay. Got it knocked away. Got it back inside the right block. Loops it back outside for Klesman. Throwing to Crowell. Rotates Blackwell. Driving left of the lane. Goes to the goal. Up and in. There you go. Blackwell scored the game's first 9 points, gets the first bucket for the Badgers in the second half. 39-24 Wisconsin, 17-20 remaining. Gilmore and McGee will check back in next whistle. Here's Thornton, creates space inside, missed it from 5 feet away, rebound Winter. Now Blackwell running it up the floor for Stephen Crowell, can't handle it, turnover Wisconsin, Micah Parrish the other way. Gives the Thornton, flips it to Bradshaw, wide open three left corner, and that thuds off the back of the rim, no good. Klesmith clears for Wisconsin, 3:05 gone, second half, 39-24, Wisconsin. Klesmith throwing to Winter, high on the left. Sends it to Blackwell, driving left of the lane. Bump plays through it, out the crowd, open three, straight on, and in and out, no good. Rebound, Sean Stewart. Badgers are 2 of 14 from the three-point line tonight.
And they're up by 15.
There's Parrish, right of the lane against Crow. Parrish, one pump. Leans, turns it out to Thornton. He'll try a three over Tanjay and hit it. Thornton is a 44% shooter from distance. His first three tonight, 39-27, Wisconsin. 16-13 remaining here in Madison. Klesman outside right. Loops it into Nolan Winter. He'll catch. He's against Mobley, who knocked it away and forced the turnover. Stewart to the floor. Got tied up by Blackwell. Arrow, Wisconsin. Badgers fortunate to get the ball back. As we'll see Gilmore and McGee come in for Wisconsin.
And the flow of this game is just so off.
Yeah, it really is.
I don't know if choppy's the right word, but it's just off. Both teams can't really find it. And part of it is just the way they're shooting the ball. Ohio State 2 of 9 for three, Wisconsin 2 of 14. So that rhythm that you get from the three-point line isn't there, but you just gotta keep battling in games like this.
Mahaffey in for Bradshaw, 16:03 remaining, 39-27 Wisconsin. McGee baseline rival inbound into Tanjay against Colin White, who had checked in for Ohio State. Tanjay goes off to Winter. Nolan hands it back to Tanjay. Works off a bump from Winter. Driving is Tanjay. Reverse layup, and that's well off the mark. No good. Rebound, Sean Stewart. 2-on-2 Ohio State. Here's Thornton. Drops it back. Trailer three. Mobley. Good. John Mobley's first three of the game. Here comes Ohio State. 39-30 Wisconsin. 15:38 remaining. Outside left is Blackwell. Blackwell against Mahaffey, spinning his Blackwell in the lane, low on the right, one pump, throws it up, missed it, rebound, Blackwell goes to the floor, he's in trouble and trying to get it out of there, ball is loose, taken away by Evan Mahaffey of Ohio State, ahead to Mobley on the right side. Mobley against Nolan Winter, drops it back to Thornton, refeeds Mobley high on the right. Winter still defending, Mobley puts it on the deck, baseline right, runs it out, Colin White, who stepped on the sideline. And we'll have the under 16 media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 15:11 remaining. Wisconsin 39, Ohio State 30. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired from medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going bubba da bubba da bubba da bubba da bubba da?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
U.S. Bank scoreboard update. Illinois dropped the hammer to Indiana in Bloomington tonight, 94-69. Iowa and USC will tip off in about 20 minutes out in L.A. 15:11 remaining at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 39, Ohio State 30. Well, the Buckeyes 10-2 here to start the second half.
And if you're Wisconsin, not what you wanted, right? You wanted to have it go the other way. I don't know if there was going to be the fight in Ohio State. Now you gave him some life. Now you got yourself a ball game.
So here's Kamari McGee outside right, throwing to John Blackwell. Thornton defends. High screen crowd. Blackwell almost lost his balance. Now kills the dribble. Gives off to McGee. Inside feed. Caught by Crowell. Crowell backing on Stewart. Single coverage. Little dig from Thornton. Now turning right. Black flipped it in with the right hand. Steven Crowell with 12. The lead is 11 for the Badgers.
Again, great patience there by Big Steve.
41-30 Wisconsin, 14:40 remaining. Thornton outside right, throws a Colin White, the freshman, on the left wing. Gives off to Sean Stewart, top of the circle, gliding to his right, hands off Thornton. Shot fake from three, and now left open. He'll take the three, and it's a rounded out, no good. Crowell the rebound. Outlet John Blackwell at the left sideline for Wisconsin. Badgers up 11, 14:20 remaining. Blackwell right elbow, fans out to the wing. Retreats above the three-point line, isolated on Stewart, puts it on the deck in the lane, shakes, fades, blitz, blocked by Stewart, who comes down with it for Ohio State. Here comes Bruce Thornton to the front court. Thornton spinning in the lane, gives off Evan Mahaffey, top of the circle. Mahaffey with a hand off to John Mobley, hanging in the air, feeds Mahaffey low on the right, and got Gilmore to fly by, and the layup is good. Mahaffey with four, 41-32 Wisconsin. 13:48 to play. Tanjay goes into Crowell. Out to Gilmore. Rotates McGee. Open three. Right corner. Off the rim. No good. And they'll get Crowell and a foul over the back of Sean Stewart. That's three on Steven Crowell. They'll get Nolan Winter off the bench. He'll go in for Stevie. Max Klesmit in for Blackwell. So you got Klesmit, McGee, Gilmore, Winter, and Tanjay. Yeah, Govan back in there for Ohio State, the 7'1", 250-pound freshman. 13:35 remaining, 41-32 Wisconsin. The ball is Thornton. High on the left, moves around a high screen, bounces. John Mobley runs it up, baseline right, missed, but a foul is called. Kelly Pfeiffer on the call. They get Max Klesmit with his second foul, the team's fourth.
And we're seeing this 12-4 start to this half, and it's really been the guard play for Ohio State. It's been Mobley, it's been Thornton. They've been very active as far as breaking the paint and then creating offense off of that.
Foul before the shot, 13:25 to play, 41-32 Wisconsin. Quez Glover in for Bruce Thornton. The mouse pass to Nia Govan on the right side. Here's to Mobley, long three straight away. It's around the rim and out, no good. Rebound Nolan Winter of Wisconsin. Sends it ahead to Kamari McGee, left side, hooks it into Gilmore, left of the lane, Mahaffey defending, single coverage, backing is Gilmore, backing, bounces to McGee, left corner three, loves that spot, book it. Kamari McGee with his first triple of the night.
Well, you had Mobley's three go in and out, then you have Kamari bang that. That's a huge three.
Here's Mahaffey in the lane, up right hand, good for Evan Mahaffey. He has six, 44-34. Wisconsin quickly up the floor. McGee darts a pass to Tanjay on the right side. Works against Colin White, low on the left, pivots, feeds Nolan Winter, bobbles, gathers, double team, low on the right, shot got gobbled up. Foul is called. Yeah, Govan and Mahaffey were there. I'm thinking they're going to get Mahaffey. Let's see. Nope. Free throws coming up. Ivan Yagovan with the foul. That'll be his second. And Nolan Winter goes to the free throw line to shoot two. The Badgers are 13 of 14 at the foul line. Ohio State's 1 for 1. First free throw for Winter is good. All of his points, all three of them coming at the foul line. Xavier Amos coming in for Carter Gilmore. 45-34, Wisconsin with 12:38 remaining. Ohio State with 15 made field goals, one more than Wisconsin. Yeah. Second free throw for Winter bounces in.
Free throw line's been the big difference. And Ohio State's fouled. And you, going into the game, you knew that was going to be an issue for Ohio State.
46-34, Wisconsin with 12:33 remaining. Wes Glover sets the offense for Ohio State, throwing to Bruce Thornton on the left side. There Govan sets the screen. Thornton will use it. Slips, maintains the dribble. Now kills it between the arcs. A pass for Mahaffey with eight to shoot. Mahaffey hands off to White. A flip to the top of the circle. Yeah, Govan with four to shoot. A bounce to Thornton with one to shoot. He will. Hanging, shooting, missing, short. Yeah, Govan, the rebound got tied up by Amos. Foul is called on Xavier Amos. Well, credit Thornton for just getting a shot off and drawing iron.
That's exactly what it was, too. Getting a shot off.
That's three fouls on Amos, five on Wisconsin. Ohio State with three. So Ivan Yagovan at the free throw line for the Buckeyes. Appearing in his ninth game, he averages about 2 points per, and the first free throw is too long, no good. Devin Royal coming back in for the Buckeyes, in for Evan Mahaffey. 12:05 to play, 12-point lead Wisconsin. Second free throw for the 7-1 freshman. It's good. 46-35 Wisconsin. Coming up on 12 minutes remaining. Kamari McGee throws to Amos. Quick pass to Tanjay. Driving on White. Baseline right. Reverse slam dunk. Oh my goodness. John Tanjay with attitude. Whoa. That's two hard spikes for Tanjay tonight. White for three, right corner. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound back tap to Glover. Goes out to Thornton, 48-35 Wisconsin. Thornton for three straight away, and he nails it. Bruce Thornton, his second triple. 48-37 Wisconsin, 11:30 remaining. Xavier Amos out high, throws to Kamari McGee, high on the left, a pass for Winter. Nolan Winter, now he's driving, he goes to the rim, shot is deflected away by Niagovan of Ohio State. Here comes Thornton the other way for the Buckeyes. Thornton to the line, down the lane, to the rim, and the layup is good. And Ohio State not going away. 48-39, Wisconsin. Here's a pass from Klesmick. Goes through Nolan Winter, running to the rim. Goes through him and out of bounds. Turnover, Wisconsin, and we have an official timeout. So Ohio State still within striking distance. Work to do here for the Badgers. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 11:06 remaining. Wisconsin 48, Ohio State 39. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on air.
America Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content. Badger fan sweepstakes and more. 11:06 remaining. Wisconsin 48, Ohio State 39. Badgers led by as many as 17. In fact, that was the spread at the half. At the floor comes Quez Glover for the Buckeyes against Kamari McGee. A throw to Micah Parrish. He is with Jack Janicki back in there for Wisconsin. Klesman is out. Glover up top. Whistle off the ball as Blackwell running over Bruce Thornton there on the right wing.
And Ohio State's really running some simple actions, floppy actions, down screen. And now how does Wisconsin handle it? Bruce Thornton does a good job of reading that screen, knowing that there's some contact there by John Blackwell and stopping there, but just be solid if you're Wisconsin defensively.
Six fouls on the Badgers now. Ohio State with just two here in the second half. Inbounds pass Micah Parrish. Dribbles off the right wing against Janicki, leaning in, shooting over Nolan Winter, no good. And Yagova on the rebound and the putback. 48-41 at Wisconsin with 10:40 remaining. The Buckeyes looking like a much different team than the one we saw in the first half. Here's Kamari McGee outside right, finds Blackwell, open three right of the circle, and that clip the right side iron, no good. Devin Royal the rebound. Wisconsin now 3 of 17 from the arc. Here's Bruce Thornton at the right elbow, throws it out to Royal, good look at a three, left of the circle, good. Devin Royal from distance, only his sixth hit of the season from three, and now it's 48-44 Wisconsin.
Wisconsin got to get something in the paint on this possession, man.
10:05 to play. Janicki throwing to Gilmore. Feeds McGee on the left side. Kamari McGee throwing to Nolan Winter at the top of the circle. A pass for Blackwell. High in the right. Blackwell to the line. Penetrates. Low on the left. Pushed it up. Got it. It counts and a foul. There you go, Butchie.
Well, and that's what I mean. Again, understanding the game. Understanding what you do. And now you see Steve Grohl come in the game as well by Greg Gard here. But John Blackwell understanding that moment, knowing that you have to put pressure at the rim. Huge, huge.
They get Glover with the foul there. 50 to 44, Wisconsin with 9:52 to play. John Blackwell with 13 points tonight. Free throw is good. Give him 14. Much needed three-point play for the home team. 51-44, the Badgers. Wes Glover walks it through the center circle. Glover pounds the dribble left hand, throwing to Bruce Thornton high on the left. Thornton against Blackwell, works off the high screen, off the left wing, feeds Parrish, shot fake from three, tried to slip it back out to Thornton, it got there, and then McGee trying to close and made contact with Thornton. Foul on Kamari is his second, and the team's seventh.
I was going to say bonus now, exactly. With 9:30.
So Ohio State, we mentioned, it fouls a lot, but it gets fouled a lot. Just doesn't shoot as well from the line as Wisconsin, 72%. Coming into this game, Thornton though is good at 83% for the foul line. Stewart is in for Diagovan. As Jake Diebler substitutes, 51-44, the Badgers with 9:30 to play. Thornton heating up in a big way in the second half. 13 points, 11 of those here in the second half. Front end of the 1-1 is good. See Max Klesmit re-enter for Wisconsin in for Jack Janicki. We mentioned Thornton does have the capability of going off. The 30-point game against Kentucky, 33 against Indiana State.
Got seven 20-point games.
Yeah. Second free throw is good. 51-46 Wisconsin with 9:30 to play. And here comes Kamari McGee for the Badgers, throwing it in the crowd. Hands it back to McGee. Glides to the goal. Layup is good.
They get that action at least once a game. It's amazing to me.
And it's easy money for Kamari McGee. A little give and go. 53-46 Wisconsin. 9:10 to play. Wes Glover, high screen Stewart, throws right side. Devin Royal into Stewart. Low on the right, turns up right hand. Good. Stewart with four. 53-48 Wisconsin, 9 minutes to play. McGee into Stephen Crowell, left of the lane. High pass pulled down by Gilmore, left of the circle. Used it up to McGee out front. McGee hands off to Klesmit. Max with a bad pass. Gilmore trying to save. Rolling around left of the lane. To the floor is Glover. Turnover Wisconsin. Here comes Bruce Thornton in a hurry. Feeds Parrish. Fakes the three. Drives baseline right. Reverse layup. Missed badly. Rebound Crowell. Bodies on the floor. Here comes Blackwell. Right lane line. He goes to the rim. Shot blocked by Stewart. Offensive foul. Called on Blackwell. His body's everywhere. Blackwell a little slow to get up, and now Bruce Thornton gets back on his feet.
And I thought Wisconsin got away with a foul down there.
Yeah.
I really did. But you take it. And then the other way, John Blackwell picks up an offensive foul there. Well, you don't see a whole lot of offensive fouls, but no, Bruce Thornton was, he was there.
Yeah, that turned into an easy call. John Mobley in there for Ohio State. 8:30 to play. 5-point lead, Wisconsin. Mobley on the left wing. Goes cross-court. Micah Parrish high on the right. Parrish picked up by John Tanjay. A bounce for Stewart at the free throw line. Moving in on Crowell. Shot blocked by Crowell. Stewart gets it back. Throws it out to Mobley with 10 on the shot clock. Mobley takes the dribble right of the circle. Rocks it against Crowell. Drives by him in the lane. Shot or pass, rather, deflected by Klesmit out of bounds with five on the shot clock. 8:06 to play. 53-48 Wisconsin.
So we're early on defensively. Five. Make sure you don't give up anything early at the rim. Don't give a shooter come to the corner. Make that ball go over the top. Deep to half court.
Bruce Thornton, baseline left will inbound. He looks, and nothing available. Timeout, Ohio State. It'll work, and this will be a full timeout. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. We'll take a break with 8:06 to play. Wisconsin 53, Ohio State 48. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Horsepower to amplify your willpower, capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. 8:06 remaining, 5 on the shot clock for Ohio State. The Badgers leading the Buckeyes 53-48. Ohio State, though, has outscored Wisconsin 28-16 here in the second half.
And again, it started with their guard play. It really has. When you look at what Bruce Thornton's done, it just he's controlled this second half for that 15 points total on the game. Like he's just been really good. 13 points here in the second half. Same concept here with 5 seconds left. Protect the rim. Watch for that three going out to the corner. Make this inbounds pass have to go over the top where they're catching at the W near center court.
Thornton baseline left, looking to inbound. He'll throw it to Devin Royal to the free throw line. Fades, flips over Gilmore off the rim and out. No good. Rebound, Max Klusman.
Good defensive possession.
7:55 to play. 5-point lead, Wisconsin. Blackwell outside left. Back pedals to the midcourt logo. Throwing it to Carter Gilmore in the left wing. He'll pivot. Sends it to Tanjay. Tanjay out high, 8 to shoot. Nothing going so far here for Wisconsin. 5 to shoot. Klusman high on the right against Parrish. 3 to shoot. Step back 3. Max, yes. Oh, a big hit for Max Klusman with a shot clock winding down and nothing going on offensively.
Nothing. 56-48.
Wisconsin is Ohio State almost turned it over. A bad throw from Royal is retrieved by Thornton. Baseline right. Takes it across the lane. Almost ran out of room. Pass deflected by Klusman and is gathered by Mobley. 7-10 to play. 10 to shoot. 56-48 Wisconsin. Mobley loops it into Stewart. Kicks it out right side for Micah Parrish. Contested three is good from the right side. First three for Parrish, 56-51, Wisconsin, 6:55 remaining.
No, offensively, you got to play with better pace. The ball's got to move side to side. You don't want to have two possessions like that in a row.
Here's Klusman against Mobley on the right side. Gives to Carter Gilmore. Dribbles right to left, hands off to Blackwell. And John will take it back to the logo. Throwing to Klusman high on the right, loops it to Crowell, and he gets fouled by Sean Stewart. And that will be his third as we have the under eights media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health and Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers, the proud sponsors of UW Athletics. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 6:37 remaining. Wisconsin 56, Ohio State 51. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
6 minutes, 37 seconds left of the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 56.
And if this line, if this game comes down the free throw line, it's going to benefit Wisconsin, and that's kind of where it's trended.
Badgers 16 to 17 at the foul line tonight. Crowell throwing to Klesman. Max right of the lane, and he got fouled by Micah Parrish. Team foul number six. Second on Parrish. Badgers have committed eight fouls, so keep that in mind. Foul puts the shot clock back to 20, 6:19 of the game clock. 56-51 Wisconsin. Tanjay inbounds to Blackwell. Blackwell dribbles right to left, turns it back out to Gilmore. Bounce pass Crowell, right of the lane. He's against Stewart. Single coverage on the isolation. Shakes up left hand. Yes. Steven Crowell with 14, 58-51. Wisconsin with 6 minutes to play.
When you're 4 of 17 from three, get the ball inside. They have.
Sean Stewart at the free throw line. His pass knocked away by Gilmore and out of bounds. 19 to shoot, 5:55 to play. 7-point lead for the Badgers. Trying to extend this winning streak to six games here tonight. Wisconsin led 37 to 20 at the half. I wonder what Ohio State team we were going to see tonight. We've seen both of them. The bad in the first half and the much better. The pretty good here in the second. Inbounds pass Bruce Thornton, who's been real good in the second half. Dribbles off the left wing. Against Blackwell up right hand. Good again. Two more for Thornton. 58-53 Wisconsin with 5:45 to play. Thornton with 17 points, 15 in the second half. Carter Gilmore out front. Sends to Tanjay. High on the left. The pass for Crowell. Refeeds Tanjay. Long fake and a three-point shot. Here's Tanjay off the left wing in the lane. Muscles it up. Got fouled by Parrish. And Tanjay goes to the free throw line. There's three on Parrish. And John Tanjay with 8 points in the game. 4-4 at the foul line. Shoots two with the Badgers up five.
And I just... again, we've talked a lot about Ohio State fouling a lot. They've done it all year long. But there's no reason to reach in there. There is none. Make John make a really tough shot.
First free throw is good for Tanjay. Badgers 17 of 18 at the foul line. Ohio State's 4 out of 5.
Because sending John Tanjay to the free throw line, that's not smart.
7.2 attempts per game from Tanjay, 93% at the foul line, and he's 5 of 5 tonight. Good on the first and good on the second.
You're better off having him shoot over you. Chances are he might miss. He's not missing for the free throw line.
16 of 53, Wisconsin. 5:20 remaining. John Mobley up the floor for the Buckeyes. High screen Thornton. Yeah, Govan back in there for Ohio State, the 7-1 freshman. With the ball is Mobley. High screen to Govan at the top. Mobley launching a three, and it's off the rim, no good. Yeah, Govan the rebound, up right hand, good. Good to be 7-1, and he took advantage of his height. 60-55, Wisconsin, 4:58 remaining. Tanjay high on the left, throws to Crowell, left of the lane. They double him out to Tanjay. Tanjay left the lane, feeds Stevie. Whistle and a foul called, and I think they're going to get Colin White there.
They are.
And that'll bring up a 1-1 for Tanjay with 4:50 to play, 60-55, Wisconsin.
There was a sequence in this game where Wisconsin got, about 2 minutes ago, where Wisconsin got three fouls very quickly. I think it was two different possessions,
yep.
But they got two on one possession, one on another possession, and that pushed them to this free throw line. And again, this is where it was trending. I said that. My exact words were, if it gets to the free throw line,
yeah,
it's going to benefit Wisconsin, and this is where it's trending. That was about 2 minutes ago. Look at where you're at right now.
Yeah.
Both teams are now in the bonus. Wisconsin's shooting it. Best free throw shooting team in the country.
And Tanjay makes the first as well as the second. 62-55, Wisconsin with 4:45 to play. Badgers now 20-21 at the foul line. Bruce Thornton, high screen, angles to the right. Quick double there, a throw to Mobley, rotates Devin Royal, and a blocking foul called on Carter Gilmore. Team foul number 9, first personal on Gilmore. And Devin Royal, a 73% foul shooter, will step to the line. 4:33 to play, 62-55 Wisconsin.
Really, overall, a really even match game offensively. Hasn't been pretty all the time, but the biggest difference has been the free throw line.
By far, Ohio State,
yeah, 4 of 5, Wisconsin 20 of 21. And it's not one where Wisconsin has gotten a bunch of calls to have that big a difference from the free throw line.
Yeah.
It's just the way Ohio State plays.
A 1-1 for Devin Royal. Eyes the rim, sends the free throw. Back rim, front rim, back rim again and through. And he has 9 points. 62-56, Wisconsin. Second free throw coming up for the sophomore out of Pickerington, Ohio. It's airborne, and that rattles through. Royal with 10, 62-57, Wisconsin. A little backcourt pressure from Ohio State. Blackwell against Mobley. Blackwell across half court. High screen Gilmore. Blackwell at the edge of the center circle. Lobs a pass to Tanjay for three. Right corner. Book it. John Tanjay with a big triple. 65-57 Wisconsin.
You can't zone this team. They're too good. Like, even though they haven't made threes, you can't give them a wide open one.
And that was wide open.
Wow.
4:05 to play. Badgers up by 8. Thornton on the left side. High screen to Govan. Thornton throws wide pass. Gathered by Parrish. High in the right 15 to shoot. Micah Parrish operates against Tanjay. Wicked screen from Royal. Baseline jump no good. Rebound comes down to Tanjay for Wisconsin. 3:45 to play. 65-57 Wisconsin. Blackwell walks it across half court for the Badgers. Throwing to Crowell. He'll catch top of the circle. Feeds Gilmore. Sends to Klesman on the left side. Max with a right-hand toss to Crowell. Turns it high on the right for Tanjay to shoot. Tanjay for three. Nope. Front rim and missed. Rebound Devin Royal. Ohio State 3:22 to play. 8-point lead Wisconsin. Bruce Thornton sets the floor. Walks the dribble. Left to right against John Blackwell. Thornton right of the center circle. 15 to shoot. Game clock down to 3:10. 65-57 Wisconsin. Royal high on the left. Hands off to Parrish. Weaves it to Mobley. 7 to shoot. Mobley at half court. 5 to shoot. Mobley picked up by Blackwell. Feeds Royal. He'll try a 3. Off the rim. No. Rebound, Stephen Crowell for the Badgers.
Big rebound by Steve. Now offensively for Ohio State, that was a terrible possession. They had no idea what they were trying to run.
2:45 remaining, 65-57 Wisconsin. Blackwell dribbles right elbow, throws to Crowell, turns it high on the left for Klesman. Klesman against Mobley. A toss for Blackwell. Weave feeds Max. Gets it into Crowell. Left wing. 8 to shoot. Crowell and bobbled it. Tried to hand it off. And now gives it to Blackwell. Contested 3. Left side off the rim. Short rebound. Royal. Darts it right side for Bruce Thornton. Pushing front court to the line. Down the lane to the rim. Shot blocked with a foul. Flying in was Gilmore, and he was not the guilty party on the foul. I think it's Blackwell down there, and it is. And we have the under 4 media timeout. 2 minutes, 19 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 65, Ohio State 57. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Save big money on your bathroom upgrade now at Menards. Transform your bathroom with our great selection of Lion showers, bathtubs, and surrounds that match your style and budget. Lions knows how important design and function are. Their acrylic products offer strength and beauty that you can rely on for years to come. Check out our entire selection of Lions bathroom products today on Menards.com. Plus, view the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Well, John Tanjay with two all-night nasty dunks in this game. One in the first half off a steal, a breakaway, and a dunk, and the other going baseline right to left with a big-time punch, and he's helped his team to a 65-57 lead with 2:19 to play.
And it that was huge. Wisconsin has made 5 threes, and the biggest one was the corner three where Ohio State went to a zone. John Tanjay got deep in that corner to create enough space, and that was a huge three. This pushed it from 5 points to 8 points. And it's given Wisconsin that buffer to survive these last 3.5 minutes.
Tanjay with 15 points in the game. Bruce Thornton stepping to the free throw line. He will shoot 2. Thornton with 17 points. He had 2 in the first half. First free throw, Thornton is good. Badgers are still a plus 13. At the foul line, 20 of 21 as opposed to 7 of 8 for Ohio State.
And that's been the difference. And again, with 2:19 left, both teams in the bonus. Wisconsin has to continue to attack the paint. Don't settle for a 3. If it's there, you can take it with 2:17. Continue to put pressure on that rim.
Second free throw is good as Blackwell hassled the backcourt, throwing to Gilmore. And
smart
with just 2 seconds
Carter,
to get
smart.
It across, Gilmore takes the timeout.
Most players in that situation,
yep.
They're going to freak out, put the ball on the ground.
Yep.
That Ohio State defense is going to collapse. That's usually where you see the turnovers right away, knowing you've got 2, taking the quick timeout. Smart, smart decision.
Veteran move. 2 minutes, 11 seconds to play. Job is not done. Wisconsin 65, Ohio State 59.
I'll get 2:11 on the clock. You're up by 6 points. You have a little bit of a buff, but you're in the bonus, understanding you need to continue to put pressure on the rim. Ohio State's in scramble mode. They're going to be forced to have closeouts, attack those closeouts. They're going to be forced to double the post if it's there. Attack that. Continue to have attack in your mind.
Gilmore will inbound to Blackwell with 2:10 to play, clock running. Blackwell breaks the mid-stripe. Flies the dribble to the left, throws to Carter Gilmore, top of the circle. Leaves it for John Tanjay, and a dangerous pass out half court, caught by Crowell. Crowell around the Klezmann around a Crowell screen, dribbles into the lane, out Tanjay to the line. Ball knocked loose, diving to the floor is Klezmann. It is loose, and Thornton comes out of there with it with a minute 48 to play. Turnover, Wisconsin. Badgers up 6, a minute 43 remaining. Timeout, Ohio State, as Wisconsin turns it over yet again. That's 12 turns for the Badgers tonight. 1:43 to play, 65-59. Wisconsin leading Ohio State.
And that scramble that you had right there was big. One, because you didn't get it. But two, because the jump ball would have gone to Ohio State. But it would have flipped to you if it would have happened again. Mm-hmm. Now, if there's another jump ball, Ohio State gets a possession in a close game. If you just hold that thing, make the jump ball happen, instead of Bruce Thornton jumped in, took it right away, got Ohio State an extra possession if there is another jump ball situation there.
So a minute 43 to play. Ohio State on offense down 6. It's not like they have to get a 3 here, but if you're wondering, Thornton is 44%. Mobley comes in 43.5%, but he's been pretty chilly of late. One of their hot shooters in recent games has been Micah Parrish, 7 of 15 in the previous 3 games. He has 1 hit from distance here tonight, but again, with a minute 43, they don't have to have that. Just telling you who their best 3-point shooters are.
And this is a situation where if you're Wisconsin, you have to just guard as normal right now. Guard as normal. Don't freak out, fly past a shooter, give him an open look. Stick to your principles. Stay dialed in, and the most important thing is rebound the basketball.
24 in the shot clock, 1:43 in the game clock, 65-59. Wisconsin leads Ohio State. Bruce Thornton sideline left, will inbound in the front court. Thornton looking, Blackwell in his face. Thornton gets it in to Mobley against Max Klezmann. Mobley to the line, down the lane, to the rim, and the shot is up. No, but a foul.
So you don't want to do that.
No, Mobley on the penetration. And he'll go to the free throw line. Carter Gilmore with his second foul, and John Mobley to the foul line. He is a 90% foul shooter, 35 of 39 coming into the game. He has 5 points tonight, averages 12 per. First free throw is good.
And why do I say you don't want to do that? It's letting them score when the clock is stopped. Like, that's how comebacks happen.
65-60, Wisconsin. Second free throw for John Mobley is no good. Rebound, Tanjay. Threw a big miss there. 65-60, Wisconsin with a minute 33 to play. Blackwell gets a high screen from Gilmore to the front court. A throw to Carter out between the arcs. Gives it up to Klezmann high on the left. Max drifting out between the arcs. Hands off to Blackwell at the center circle. Shot clock is at 10, game clock a minute 19. Blackwell going to work, throwing to Max. Left corner three, it's off the rim short. Rebound, Blackwell, but he couldn't control it. Went to the floor, lost the ball. Here comes Thornton for Ohio State. Thornton on the right side. Kills the dribble, a bounce right of the lane. Running over, oh, John Tanjay, nothing caught as Devin Royal turns and scores. Ohio State within 3.
But you're not going to get that call. You're not going to get that.
65-62, Wisconsin. 48 seconds to play. And Blackwell, the uncontested dribble left of the center circle. Game clock at 40, shot clock at 12. Blackwell still rocks the dribble. 3-point lead, Wisconsin. 7 to shoot. Crowell at the top. Hands off to Blackwell. 3 to shoot. Blackwell up top for 3. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds, untouched, to Ohio State. With 26.8 seconds to play, 65-62, Wisconsin. Jake Diebler has 1 timeout available. We'll see how he plays it. Kamari McGee will come in.
Absolutely.
Defense.
Absolutely. Well, defense, but Carter Gilmore, just based on who Ohio State has, it's not like they've got a great big. You've got Steve Crow that can rebound the basketball. They've got more speed on the floor. This substitution by Greg is great.
Here comes Thornton with 25 seconds. Thornton to the front court. Timeout, Jake Diebler. That's his last one. 24 seconds to play. We'll keep it here. Wisconsin 65, Ohio State 62.
Now, last possession for Ohio State. They had a timeout. They drew up a play. They got it in the half court. Their players didn't know what they were running. There's something to have carry over from the board, so I'm really curious to see if they file this. The reason I bring that up is it's really tough to guard when all of a sudden you think a team is going to run an action and they don't forget what the play is and you scramble mode, and then that's how Ohio State scored that last end line or sideline out of bounds. Mm-hmm. Here it's going to be sideline as well. Wisconsin, you're up three. Again, you can't. This is a situation where 24 seconds, it's not like you're going to foul up three. There's too much time
too
left.
Much
you
time.
Have to
yep.
guard this out.
And certainly Ohio State doesn't have to get a three here. It could get a reasonably quick two, but if a three is available,
they'll take it.
You let it fly.
Yeah, and that's where if you're Wisconsin, you have to be disciplined in your defensive rules right now.
Micah Parrish, sideline right, front court will inbound. 24 seconds to play, shot clock dark. Wisconsin 65, Ohio State 62. They're on their feet at the Kohl Center in Madison. Parrish looking. One pass fake, gets it into Mobley, covered up by Crowd. Now McGee, a throw to Stewart, back out to Parrish. 19 seconds, Parrish to the line, down the lane, to the rim, layup good. Ohio State out of timeouts, Badgers up one. 16.7 seconds to play. Press is on. Inbounds pass Blackwell. 15 seconds left. Blackwell fouled by Thornton with 14.9 to play. 65-64, Wisconsin. That is team foul number 9, so this will be a 1-1. For John Blackwell, he has 14.6 rebounds tonight.
Do we dare say what Wisconsin is from the free throw line right now?
You believe in jinxes?
I don't want to find out if I believe in them or not, so I'm going to be quiet, right?
They've been above average at the foul line.
Yes, there we go.
Tonight.
Absolutely, above average. I like that wording.
65-64, Wisconsin front end, 1-1. Blackwell short, rebound, back tap, Crowell out to Kamari McGee, throwing out to Klesman. Oh, a clutch back tap right there, 11.8 to play, and now the Badgers
double.
Are in the double bonus.
Wow.
And now we'll just tell you, Wisconsin is now 20 of 22 at the foul line in this game.
Yes.
Here's Kamari McGee, his first foul shot of the night. He has 7 points in the game. Badgers up one, 11.8 to play. First free throw, McGee straight through. Let the senior from Racine take over. Colin White about to check in.
Now 11.8 on this clock. Ohio State's a bonus. This is the conversation. Do you play it out? Do you foul?
We've seen a little philosophical shift here the last couple years from Wisconsin.
There's no question.
Still got to make this free throw to get it to three.
To get it to that point. But if he makes it, I wouldn't be surprised if you see Wisconsin foul. 11.8 is a lot. But
Colin White, a three-point threat. Mr. Basketball in the state of Ohio. He's in there. Kamari McGee hit the first free throw. Second on the way. Good. 67-64, Wisconsin with 11.8 seconds remaining. Ohio State has no timeouts. Both teams in the double bonus. Possession arrow, Ohio State. Micah Parrish will inbound. Thornton in the backcourt. Up the floor, right sideline, front court.
You're
8 seconds, and there's the foul on Blackwell. And, boy, that was a hard
very
foul.
Close.
No flagrant foul is called. 7.3 to play. My question is that too early?
Well, I don't think it is.
No?
Because you're the best free throw shooting team in the country.
Okay. 7.3 to play, 67-64, Wisconsin. And Bruce Thornton, an excellent free throw shooter.
And it was close because Bruce Thornton gathered that ball, but the foul did happen before it. But if you were watching
very
it live,
close. Hold your breath there.
Yes.
Yeah? Thornton with 19 points in the game, 17 in the second half. 3-point lead, Wisconsin. 7.3 seconds remaining. Thornton, the 6'2 junior, first free throw is good. 67-65 Wisconsin. Steven Crowell will come in for Kamari McGee. One more free throw coming up for Bruce Thornton.
If you're Ohio State, you still can make this free throw. With 7.3, you have some time here. You've got to hope Wisconsin misses a free throw, but you got to make this one start.
And Thornton makes it. And now Evan Mahaffey will come in. 67-66 Wisconsin. Kamari McGee ready to check back in for the Badgers. He is in for Carter Gilmore. So the offense defense going on right now. Press is on. Mahaffey will be in the face of Max Klesman. Now the Badgers have two timeouts available. Keep that in mind if they need it. Klesman looking and looking. Roaming left. Nothing available. Timeout Wisconsin.
Great job, partner.
Yep.
Because that timeout,
yep,
those two timeouts were crucial. Very much, very much so.
6.9 seconds to play. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin 67, Ohio State 66, 6.9 seconds remaining. The Badgers will be inbounding, coming out of the timeout. They still have one timeout available. Both teams in the double bonus. Ohio State has the possession arrow.
And if you're Wisconsin, know you're going to get grabbed a little bit coming to the ball. The last possession, the referees let some contact happen. So know you're going to get grabbed. Make sure you keep a hip on the guard guarding you. Keep the contact. Defense wants to break the contact. Offense, you want to keep the contact because then you know where the defender is. If that contact gets broken, now all of a sudden you don't know where that defender is. That's when they can leap and touch.